Oh, they're very, that's a nice school. The school was very, had a very nice school, yeah.
You still have benches?
No, it was furnished correctly, had desks. Each child had their own desk. It was a fine school. When I out of the third grade, when I came to Macon.
And you say you played, the word here was play hooky if you didn't get
started. Oh, yeah, yes, sir, and you got a beating Monday morning. When we was kids, a couple of boys, and we would, was just a week of slow torture for us in school, and we could make it to Friday noon. And Friday afternoon, we'd always play hooky and go out in the cedars. Come in Monday morning, teacher give us a good whipping and that was it. Well, we figured it was worth it, so. Whipping didn't hurt us, you know, it's not hurt. We figured a half a day out in the woods was worth a little switching.
Did you ever call playing hooky bolting or hook jack or played out of school?
We just called it playing hooky is all we called it.
If you got sick, would they, and were absent for 2-3 weeks, did you say you had to lay out of school?
I had to lay out. That'd be a good excuse. See that scar there? When I was in about the fourth or fifth grade, my horse kicked me there and crushed my whole jaw when I was out of school, I guess, for three months. Mm-hmm. So I just missed it.
How did they teach you about the war? Did they call it the war between the states all the time?
Well, they tried to do away with that term civil war because civil war denotes uprising among people of the same nation. See, the Confederacy was a duly organized and functioning nation before the first shot was ever fired, organized down to the last detail. And it was a separate nation altogether, which they had the right to do. When the states entered the Union, they entered with the understanding that if it didn't suit them, they could withdraw. Excuse me.
Huh?
Again, some of the expressions that you recall, did you call the teacher, if she's a woman, what did you call
Miss.
Her? Miss. Or if you didn't address her by her name, she would be known as the school?
School mom.
School mom. And she would refer to you as her?
Scholars.
Scholars, uh-huh. And
holla, out in the country, she'd, when time came, he'd holler, he'd hit on the wall or hit some holler, books, books, books. That mean get in.
Uh-huh.
Books.
Get the books.
Mm-hmm.
And
time for books.
The kinds of things that girls might become, for example, if a girl came into town and worked for a lawyer or a merchant, as what would she be known as? His secretary?
Or well, stenographers they call them. If she worked in as a typist, they were all stenographers.
Mm-hmm.
Never called secretaries until way later. They were stenographers, or a sales lady.
Sales.
They worked in a store. She was a sales lady. If you worked in an office, she was a stenographer.
Mm-hmm. And if this is an interesting question. If you had hospitals, for one thing, did you have a hospital in Macon?
Back in those days, we had to either go to Memphis or Mobile to hospital, or Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
Most they went to Memphis for the appendectomies, you know. When they did start, they formally didn't know what an attack of appendicitis was.
Mm-hmm.
Until they finally found out, and then you had to rush off on a train to Memphis.
I see. What was the attitude toward women who became nurses?
That was all right.
There's no stigma attached?
None whatsoever. In fact, they were encouraged to become nurses.
Uh-huh.
Florence Nightingale started that, you know.
Oh, made it respectable.
She made it respectable. Possibly before that time it wasn't so respectable. She made it respectable.
I see.